It wasn't just a couple of frantic days. It was probably 4 years of hard work by the Pacific Small Island Developing States delegates here, first of all, to get a sustainable development goal to look after the health of the ocean, and then secondly, to get this ocean conference mandated. You'd be amazed by the opposition that we face from a lot of large countries in those two things. So that was two big feathers in the hat for the Pacific Islands here at New York. Having got a sustainable development goal on oceans, our question was always, how do you make the sustainable development goal come true? How is it implemented so that it's not just a beautiful pile of words? That was why we wanted this ocean conference. We wanted this ocean conference to be universal. In other words, it was open to civil society, the science community, private sector, as well as governments and UN agencies. And that is exactly what happened from Monday to Friday last week. And we are very confident that the outcomes are going to prove to be the historical turning point when humanity finally owned up to the terrible things it's been doing to the ocean and produced some solutions to repair the damage we've done.
The agreement or agreements, there are many of them that have been reached as a result of this conference, in essence are all built on trust, though, aren't they? Because none of them are binding agreements. So as you move forward, I mean, how confident are you that what has been talked about in New York can gradually start to become a reality?
Well, I guess it depends on your attitude to life. You know, if you have trust and you have hope when people make commitments, then you can move forward. If you doubt when people say that they're making a commitment, then you know, you might as well not listen. Basically, we've got over 1,300 really good voluntary commitments that have been basically crowdsourced from around the world. Anybody can make that a voluntary commitment on the register that's there at the United Nations. It's mostly governments, but also there's a lot of organizations. There's a lot of people from our part of the world have done it. And that is an ongoing register. It's something that will carry on through till the year 2030, which is how far the SDG 14, the Oceans Goal, runs for. That's how long we're mandated for. So those voluntary commitments are people saying, we are going to do this, right? And the this might be something to do with marine pollution. The this might be doing something to do with getting rid of plastic bags. The this might be something to do with removing fisheries subsidies from their country. It might be something to do with committing to spending a certain amount of money on scientific research into ocean acidification, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's, as I say, over 1,300 of them already. I expect that to grow into the thousands more over the course of the next year and going through until 2030. And it's an organic list of commitments. And anybody that's on that register, it's a totally open register. So I noted last week, for example, there are 50 commitments on planting mangroves around the world. So we know who the mangroves community is that's active, you know. So if you want to find out what's best practice in terms of planting mangroves to restore coastal ecosystems, you can go to that register and find out who's doing it and get into a sort of virtual network with the mangrove people. So, you know, this is the value of it. It's not like people are just sort of voting for something. They're actually saying they're going to do it. And if you want to get alongside those people that are doing it, you know who they are now.
So if I interpret what's happened correctly, around about 1,300 commitments to action, 193 member nations taking part in the conference, roughly that works out at about six commitments per country. I'm sure that's not how it works out at all, but I mean, as a ballpark figure. But are there collective commitments that the entire group are saying that they're going to go ahead and try and put in place?
Absolutely. The Register of Voluntary Commitments is only one aspect of this conference. The governments of the United Nations, the 193 member states, have spent many months now negotiating what is called a call to action document, which has been now adopted by consensus by the United Nations. And there are very strong calls in that document, which we all have agreed to. And it's a painstakingly created document. And the fact that we've all agreed to it, have a read of it, you'll see that there's very strong action in there in terms of reversing the cycle of decline that the ocean's been put into. And that was the second aspect. Apart from the Register of Voluntary Commitments, you have that call to action which binds all the nations to do certain things. there is a third aspect, which to me was probably the most important part of the conference. And that was that we had seven partnership dialogues where we had truth-telling from global authorities and full statement of the problems of the ocean in seven different areas. Our first area is marine pollution. Then, you know, another area was like declining fish stocks. Another area was like ocean acidification. Another area was oceans governance and so on, right? There were these seven major topics of areas that the ocean is in trouble. We heard the truth about that trouble from the very best of global authorities. And then once we had been through that, we then had the solutions coming forward. Again, everybody had been prepared for this. And we, you know, advertised, sourced widely to find out who had the best solutions. And then those that did have the best solutions were given the floor over the next few hours of that partnership dialogue to express what these best solutions are. So we now have a clear understanding of what the ocean's problems are and a clear collection of solutions that we can all work on. So if you take those three things, the partnership dialogues, the register of voluntary commitments, and the call for action, we have a massive work plan now ahead of us that we can all get working on over the next few years and get together again in 2020, is when we're saying that the second ocean conference will be, to assess how we've done on that work plan, what has succeeded, what has failed, what can we do better, and then we'll have a new work plan, obviously, from 2020 going forward, and we'll probably have to meet again in 2025 and carry on through to success in the year 2030, which is when our mandate for SDG 14 expires.
Can I ask about the role that America played in this conference? I mean, to what extent was the American delegation the elephant in the room after President Trump's decision to withdraw from the Paris climate deal?
Well, it's like a lot of things post that statement on the climate. There's a huge mood of positivity in this country of citizens and state governments and cities and organizations of civil society who've really been energized for the good by that position taken by the Trump administration. That's true for climate change, but it's also true for ocean action. When this conference opened on Monday with a huge wave of support, people surfing in from all around the world on that wave, but also from this country, America, and some of the best solutions we've had, some of the best commitments that we've had, and the best contributions in the conference came from American organizations and indeed from the American government as well. NOAA was here in Australia to be part of our deliberations. The only thing that America actually came out strongly on was basically a legal point with fisheries subsidies. They basically didn't want anything decided here on fisheries subsidies because they made the legal point that that's a WTO matter, and there's negotiations coming up in December in Buenos Aires on that. That was really their only, let's say, statement that was not in accordance with what everybody else was saying. Apart from that, America was very, very supportive on what's happened here at the Ocean Conference last week.